God, if you will forgive me, I will never sin again. Right. Just go get it right. God, if you will forgive me, I tried to bargain with God. I will read my Bible every day the rest of my life. I will tell somebody about Jesus every day. God said, don't make promises. Go get it right. And I said, I don't want to. He said, Rick, if you won't be real with me, I won't be real with you.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Cleansing.
I will never forget the time that I prayed the prayer of cleansing for the very first time. I was just a teenager, maybe 17 or 18 years old. And I remember that in my life, at that point, my walk with God had just gotten dull. There was no joy. There was no thrill to it. It was just kind of ho-hum. When I'd pray, I felt like my prayers just bounced across the ceiling. I didn't feel close to God. I didn't feel close to anybody. Actually, my life was in a rut. I was stuck. I was not making any progress. I wasn't moving backwards, but I was just stuck in a rut. And so I remember one night, I was still living at home, about 10 o'clock at night, everybody had gone to bed, had gotten quiet. And I went into my room and I shut the door and I sat down at my desk and I had a small light on at the desk and now the room was dark. And I got out a yellow pad and I said, okay, God, well, let's just do some business here. I need to do a little spring cleaning. I need to know anything that's between you and me that's holding back the joy, holding back the blessing, holding back what I know you're capable and want to give in my life. And so, God, whatever you tell me, I'm going to write it down. I'm just going to make a sin list. And I'm going to list all the things that are wrong in my life. And as you reveal them to me, I'll write them down. So, God, whatever you want to say to me now, because I want to do a little spring cleaning. And I sat there, and within a few seconds, I just started thinking of things that I knew were wrong in my life. And I began to write them down on this yellow pad. If it said, you've been jealous about that person, I wrote down jealousy with that person. If it said, if God reminded you were impatient with that person, I wrote impatient with that person. You lied to that person, I'd write that down. You had lust about this person, I wrote that down. Whatever God showed me, I wrote it down. You stole something. You said something wrong. You were unkind. And I just began to write down the things that came to my mind that I knew were wrong. Where I've been lazy, I was lazy. Where I was prideful, I was prideful. I filled up a page. I filled up a second page. I filled up a third page. I thought, I'm going to write my first book, The Purpose-Driven Sinner, a list of Rick Warren's sins. And I had about 4 pages at the end, and when I finished it, it was about midnight. And I looked at that and I thought, man, that is ugly. There's no wonder God isn't blessing my life, that I feel far from, I don't feel close to God. But I knew enough of the Bible that I knew 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 from memory. If we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us, to cleanse us of all of our sins, and to forgive us from all of our unrighteousness. And so I knew God said, if you confess it, I'll forgive it. And so I wrote 1 John 1:9 over each of those pages, knowing that God was forgiving me simply because I had admitted them and confessed them to Him. And I was sorry about it. And so I went back and I crossed out each one. I was just going to burn the paper. But I left on there, uncrossed out, the sins between me and another person that I knew I needed to make restitution for. And there were three on that page. Now, I want you to know that since then, your pastor has done much worse sins than these things. But this is what God revealed to me at that point in my life, 17, 18 years of age. The first thing he revealed to me is that when my sister was young, growing up, I used to steal her money all the time. I knew where she kept it. I'd go into her room, find her money, take it, go buy an album, go buy comics, go buy some candy. She probably wondered where all her money went. But I even figured out how you could take two forks and stick into her piggy bank and shake it upside down and the money would fall out. And I had a great collection of comic books from all of that. And God said, you know what? You've never confessed that to her, and you need to get that right, and you need to repay her. The second thing on that list is I had been in an unreported accident. As a high school student, I had been with a couple friends of mine, and we had been in a parking lot one day at a store, and as we were backing out, I backed into a car behind me and smashed in the front of it. We got scared and left. I didn't leave a note. I didn't tell anybody. God said, you know that's wrong. You need to go to the police department, and you need to admit that you were the one who bashed that in. See if it's on the records so you can repay whoever that was for the damage that was done to their car. The third thing was, I was a member of a small church, and the past, at that time I had really long hair, beautiful flowing blonde hair. I was in Northern California in the 60s and 70s. What do you expect? Okay? And my dad never had a problem with it. He said, son, grow it while you got it. Because you ain't going to have it for long. So he never had a problem with it. But my pastor, this small church, was kind of conservative, didn't like guys wearing long hair in those days. And he regularly talked about it and put me on the defense. And I didn't like him. And so I told everybody I didn't like him. I gossiped about him, and I just did not do anything to build him up. I undermined him. And God said, I don't care what he's done, what his part is. You need to go and confess you've had a bad attitude, and you need to ask forgiveness. So I finished that, and I got in bed, and God said, you going to do it? I said, nope. Not a chance. Nope. And God said, oh, really? Have you thought about the consequences of this? Yep. You going to do it? Nope. And I began a battle in my mind with God that night. God, I really don't want to do this. In fact, I'll do anything. If you just forgive these three things, it would be humbling. It would be embarrassing. I would feel bad about it. I don't even want to do it. It's going to cost me. God said, Rick, this is a test. This is a test of your integrity. Will you do what I tell you to do? Now, let me tell you what integrity is. Integrity isn't being perfect. Integrity is not never sinning. If that's true, nobody's got integrity because nobody's perfect. Integrity means being open and honest and willing to confess where you are weak, where you sin, and when you do wrong. And get right. That's integrity. It's not being perfect. Nobody's perfect. It means being honest and authentic about your imperfections. I tried to bargain with God. God, if you'll forgive me, I will never do it again. God said, don't make promises. Just go get it right. God, if you will forgive me, I will never sin again. Right. Just go get it right. God, if you will forgive me, I tried to bargain with God. I will read my Bible every day the rest of my life. I will tell somebody about Jesus every day. God said, don't make promises. Go get it right. And I said, I don't want to. He said, Rick, if you won't be real with me, I won't be real with you. I want to bless your life. I want to use your life. But if I can't trust you in the little things of life, how can I trust you in the big things of life? This is a test.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
I tried to do everything with God. I tried to bargain with God. God, if you'll forgive me, I will never do it again. God said, don't make promises, just go get it right. God, if you will forgive me, I will never sin again. Right. Just go get it right. God, if you will forgive me, I tried to bargain with God. I will read my Bible every day the rest of my life. I will tell somebody about Jesus every day. God said, don't make promises, go get it right. And I said, I don't want to. He said, Rick, if you won't be real with me, I won't be real with you. I want to bless your life. I want to use your life. But if I can't trust you in the little things of life, how can I trust you in the big things of life? This is a test. I tossed and turned all night from about midnight to about 5 a.m. in the morning, and finally I just go, okay. And I just finally said I would do it so I could go to sleep. But I didn't really mean it. And I got up the next morning, and it was a Saturday, and I did everything except go make those sins right. I did all my homework. I cleaned up my room. I washed both of my parents' cars. I cleaned up the patio. I offered to do errands for my mom. I was doing everything except that which I really needed to do. That night, I had been invited to be a guest speaker to a youth meeting, a youth rally at a small church about 30 miles away. I got in the car, drove over to that church, and I spoke that night. I shouldn't have spoken. I was out of fellowship with God, out of fellowship with other people, myself. God's power and presence wasn't there. God's blessing was there. The words were just bouncing off the wall. And I went home very discouraged and very defeated, knowing that God was withholding his blessing on my life. My dad, who was a pastor, asked me, he said, Rick, can you go tomorrow up to a little town about 60 miles from here, and can you fill in there for the pastor there who's sick? And I said, sure. So I drove an hour north, and I went to this little church, and I spoke that morning, and I spoke that evening, and all afternoon I just wrestled with God, knowing that there was something intentionally between me and God that I was refusing to get right. I knew it was wrong, but I would not give in. And to speak to this group was a waste of their time and a waste of my time, and there was no blessing, no power, no grace. And I was discouraged and depressed and defeated, and I knew This wasn't working. I got in the car, and as I was driving back home that night, in the dark, I finally just broke down and said, okay, God, I am so sorry. I'm never going to allow any little thing to get between me and you if I know it. Willingly, I will confess it when I make mistakes, when I sin, when I blow it. And I commit to getting this right. I got home that night, and my parents and my sister were sitting in the living room watching television. Now, to show you how long ago this happened, my parents were watching Bonanza. Okay, so it's that old, all right? And I walked in, and I didn't even say anything. I just walked over to the television in front of them and flipped it off, turned it off like that, and I turned around and said, I don't need you to do anything, but I need somebody to just confess this to, and I need to get it off my chest. I've already confessed it to God. I need to confess it to somebody else, and I need to ask you to pray for me that I will have the courage to go get these three things right. And I admitted those three things there to my parents and my sister. I have this scar from my sister. No. I made that part up. So I just admitted, and I got on my knees in the living room, and I bowed, and I began to cry and weep profusely. And my parents and my sister began to pray for me. And I felt the power of God fall on my life like I had never experienced before or since. And I could feel the blessing of God flowing into my life, and I could feel the power of God flowing into my life, and God saying, you passed the test, and I'm going to use you. I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing to other people. And that power flowing into my life was the turning point in my life. I want this so badly for you. You have no idea how much God wants to use your life. You have no idea how much God wants to bless your life. The things he could do in your life would astound you if your life was a clean vessel. But you got to do business with God. You've got to pray the prayer of cleansing. Forgive us our debts, our sins, our transgressions, and mean it and get specific. I want to give you now, very simply, real quickly, the six steps on the path to a clear conscience. There is no reason you should leave this building with any guilt in your life. Whatever guilt you've been carrying for weeks or months or years, you need to deal with it now, make business with God, and go out with a clear conscience and be guilt-free. How do you do it? Six steps on the back of your outline there. Here's the steps. Number one, I review every area of my life. That's the first step. I review every area of my life. We call this making it a personal moral inventory or a personal spiritual assessment. And what you do is you sit down with God in a quiet space by yourself, all alone, when you're unhurried, and you do what I just told you about I did. God, I'm going to do business with you, and I'm going to make a list of anything that's between me and you that's wrong in my life that I feel guilty about, consciously or unconsciously. Help me to know the things that I know that are wrong and the things that I don't know that are wrong. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, let us test and examine our ways. Now you get off by yourself with a pen and a notepad where you're totally undisturbed. You ask God to reveal your sins. And you say, Lord, clear my mind. Let me give you a verse to write down. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says this. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you. Anything. And lead me along the path of everlasting life. That is a prayer saying, God, turn your spotlight on my inner side. Find the stuff that's entangled me, that's hindering me, that's holding me back. Now you take your time. You don't rush it. You don't say, God, I got 5 minutes for you to reveal every sin I've ever done. No, you take your time. And you say, write it all down. You say, well, couldn't I just think it? Why do I have to write it down? You have to write it down. Writing makes it specific. Thoughts disentangle themselves through the lips and the fingertips. You talk it and you write it. If you haven't written it down, you haven't really thought about it. It makes it specific. By the way, it's also cathartic. It helps get it out of you and onto the paper. You want to get the gunk out of you. Now, you're going to burn this paper later on, but you just get it out of you. The Bible says this, if we judged ourselves in the right way, God would not judge us. I want to ask you to do this today. Don't procrastinate. There's nothing more important in your life than to have the blessing of God. Go home today and do a personal moral inventory. That's step one. Now, once you've done that, you do step two. Here's the second step. I repent of every sin. First, I review every area, and then I repent of every sin. What does it mean to repent? It means three things. It means first, I take responsibility for my sin. Yep, I'm not going to blame anybody else for this. Second, it means I turn away from those things. And third, it means I turn toward God and His grace and say, God, I don't want to be that anymore. I take responsibility, I turn away, and I turn to. That's what it means to repent. Now, what do you do on that? The Bible says this, let us turn again in repentance to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Pastor Rick has a very important announcement for all pastors and church leaders about an event this June 28th through 30th.
Did you know that nearly 500,000 pastors and church leaders from all around the world have attended the Purpose-Driven Church Leadership Training? This June 28th to 30th, I've updated this 3-day conference, adding in all that I've learned in the past decade of study and practical experience. And I'm going to share new insights that'll save you from the mistakes that I made, teach you new skills that'll increase your effectiveness, and give you new hope for your ministry and for your church. You know, you've probably heard people say, it's wise to learn from experience. But I want to say, it's even wiser to learn from the experiences of others. Now, the event's almost sold out. So I want you to go to pd.church to reserve spots for your team today. Or you can order your online pass for live streaming it directly to your congregation if you're not able to be with us or it sells out. I hope you'll join us. God bless you.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.